The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. I'm live in studio waiting to take your calls on your health. Anything that you'd like to know about, you know, you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things that you were hoping that worked, and guess what, it didn't? Well, here's your opportunity. Call me. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's talk about your stuff today and see if we can walk you through a maze of application that might actually work for you. You know, wouldn't that be great, right? Having tried and done things and you're still struggling, not a good thing. There's so many different ways of putting that fire out without hurting yourself and without really getting into the quicks of all kinds of obstacles. So this is why we do the program. This is why we are here for you every Sunday at same time at 12 o'clock. But you know what? Coming up in about 2 weeks, as the NFL season actually opens, we're going to be shifting to Saturday. We'll be on Saturday at 4 o'clock from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. And that will be for 17 weeks, and we'll let you know more about that next Sunday, and all the details and everything else stays the same, with the exception of that when the Redskins are playing, we are on opposite days. Having said that, call me, 888-630-9625. I want to go over some things with you that I've had a lot of interest in recently, and those of you who are patients of mine, those of you who have heard me talk, those of you who engage in any kind of conversation when it comes to healthcare with me, know that I embrace the concept that there are only three things that can cause anything. And that's injury to the body, to the nervous system, any kind of bump and lump and so forth. Even from the time of birth, if there was a difficult delivery with a child over a period of years, we can see the ramifications in that. Biochemistry, things that we eat that we shouldn't eat, things that we need more of, we don't get enough of. In today's world, all the incoming electrical fields. And the third is emotional stress. You know, here's the deal with all of that. When you have a body that reacts, there's a reason for that reaction, that product, that pain, that dysfunction, that disharmony. Conversely, there's a reason why people soar and they become stronger and better and more able. You see some people who are in their 80s and 90s and they look like, oh my God, these people are amazing. They're out playing golf. They're out playing tennis. They're dancing every night. And then you see folks who are in their 40s and 50s who are limping along and really can't get it together. What is the difference? Why? Why is that, so to speak? Why is it that so many people suffer the slings and arrows and consequences of life? Well, you're going to find out as we go through the program a little bit that it's decision processing. Second half of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about chronic pain syndromes and why pain doesn't go away. And if you do nothing, it gets worse and you accept it as, well, what do I expect for my age? But we're going to talk about this process of aging and longevity, and everybody's trying to spend money. Even Jeff Bezos, a couple years ago, he donated about $117 million to anti-aging research. Well, I guess with all his money, he wants to live a long time to be able to enjoy it. So, but how about the rest of us? How about, you know, just being able to live the way we were meant to live and be able to move forward? But you know what? Are we already there? Are there things that you can do? At the end of the day, the answer is absolutely. And we're going to cover that in just a couple minutes. Shirley, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Dr. Rozelle. I have two questions for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I had lab work done in June, and I didn't get the total cholesterol I should have. The LDL, she said, was 121. She says that is too high, but my HDL was good. That's always in the 70s. Now, I thought 121 LDL because it has been higher than that. So what is your take on that?
Okay, so my opinion is going to fly in the face of most traditional medical reporting. So when you go get a traditional test, you get your lipids. Lipids are your fats, your cholesterol. You're going to get your total cholesterol. You're going to get your HDL, your LDL, your triglycerides, your ratio. That's it. And that was designed by our lovely drug companies. And it was, in my opinion, designed to put more and more people on a drug called statin, right? Which decreases the cholesterol level. The cholesterol level is one that's affected by statin. Here's the problem, though. Cholesterol really doesn't mean much unless you know all the subfractions, the components that are broken down. So when you talk about LDL, you know, low-density lipotrophins, when I was in school back in the day, right, total cholesterol normals were about 230, 235. Now they're down, they want you under 200 at 199. LDL levels, normals, were about 125, 130. Now they want to see you much lower than that as well. So what's the real story? Well, the story is that you really can't tell unless you get all the subfractions. And so what do I mean by that? Your LDL cholesterol has an apolipoprotein A, apolipoprotein B. And that actually breaks down even further from that. But your apolipoprotein A's, let me give you kind of an analogy. An apolipoprotein A is like these heavy BBs, and they sink to the bottom of this tube called your arteries, and everything begins to glom onto that. Apolipoprotein B's are like beach balls. They kind of bounce around. They get in the way, but nothing sticks to them, and they don't stick to anything else. They just kind of make things sluggish. And the same thing could be said for your good guys, which are your HDLs. Your high-density lipotrophins. And, you know, as a woman, you'd like to see it above 50. And if it's in that neighborhood, you still don't know what the breakdown is. There's some guys that are very, very protective in that HDL total. And there's some guys that are, they're okay, but they're not really protective. So you don't...
Well, the mom have a statin. She wants me to go to something stronger.
Yeah, no. How old are you?
Nearly 76.
All right. So as we get older... We need a little bit more cholesterol to protect our brain and to protect hormone function and so forth. And if we drop it way too low, we start seeing neurological degeneration, and that's, you can look that up. And the other piece with a statin is that it begins to steal something called coenzyme Q10, CoQ10 from the body. And when that happens, you have full body pain. Your muscles just ache. It hurts, a myofascial type of pain. And patients come in and they complain about they hurt all over, and they're in that age group where they're being put on a statin of some sort. And I look at it and I see them on, you know, different types of medications. And I tell them, look, you're going to have to convince me that, one, that you need this. And then I give them all the data. I print it out. I said, take this back to your doctor. And the doctor really has no... conversations because they don't know the data. I'll give you one example very quickly. There was a study called the Farmington study, and it was released a few years back. And what the Farmington study did, it studied men, and there was over 1,000 guys, and they studied them for, you know, about 10-year period of time, and they consolidated down to a 5-year period. And they simply said this, that you have to treat 100 men with a statin for 5 years to prevent one heart attack. So at the end of the day, does it drop the cholesterol? Yes, absolutely. Does it prevent the heart attack? Not necessarily. And the problem is that the heart attacks and strokes and so forth come about as a result of all this fat sticking, but it only sticks in the presence of inflammation, an inflammatory reaction. So you have to find out, are the inflammatory levels high? And if they are, what can you do to put the fire out? So it doesn't work. I have patients who have huge cholesterol levels, and it's genetically okay for them because they don't plaque. You go out and you do ultrasounds of the carotid arteries and so forth, and they have no plaquing whatsoever. I have patients who have cholesterols at 160, 165, and they're plaquing like crazy, and it's because they have an inflammatory component that hasn't been addressed.
Should I be worried? What should I do?
You need to talk to somebody who really understands that. Now, if you were my wife... and you had a cholesterol level that was, or you're an LDL level at, you know, 120 or 121, the first thing I would do is something called a VAP test, V-A-P. It produces all those subfractions. and you can get it. The problem is that Medicare won't pay for it.
No, they won't.
And
no.
So it's going to have to be out of your pocket. It's going to cost a couple hundred dollars to get it done. And you have an office like ours or somebody else's that, you know, if you're under our care, we run those on a regular basis, particularly if we're going to guide people nutritionally. So that's where you need to start. You need to find out, you need to run things like homocysteine. Homocysteine is an inflammatory pathway. Coronary C-reactive protein, another thing that you need to know something about. These are just basics. Once you know those, then you can make a determination of whether or not there's a problem. But you can't just arbitrarily say, oh, I have an LDL at 121, so I'm going to be put on, you know, a statin that's very high. I'm going to hurt. And that's, in my opinion, that's not good practice. That's malpractice.
Should I let her put me on something?
All I can tell you is that if you were my wife, there's no way with the numbers that you're telling me. I can't tell you to do it. But I can promise you that Sue would not be doing that without further testing. More testing needs to be done. And once you get that testing done, then you can make a determination. Shirley, I know it's difficult. I can't lead you only because of the fact that you're not my patient. But I can tell you what to do to find out. And there's some really good doctors out there. There's a book called The Paleo Cardiologist. And it's a book that you can get it from Amazon. It's an easy read. It's written by a guy by the name of Jack Wolfson, and he'll take you through and he'll give you line and verse and all the research that you can have a really good conversation with your physician. But you need to have that other information. You need to know the subfractions of all those things.
Could I ask you about my blood pressure? I'm on 2 blood pressure, and Tylenol and Cathalidone, and my blood pressure normally be okay when I'm at home. You know, 120, sometimes 136. One time it was 150-something at home, but that's a rarity. But every time I go to the doctor's office, is 156 or higher.
Yeah, you got white coat syndrome. You go in, you're nervous, you don't know what's going to happen, and you get tense, and your blood pressure goes up. You start putting out a little norepinephrine and squeezes the arteries, and, you know, that's what that's all about.
Well, is 137 over 100, that's considered high, isn't it?
That's considered high, the bottom one particularly. You know, the top one we don't worry as much about as you get older, but that bottom pressure is the amount of pressure that is in the arterial bed when the heart's done pumping. You know, you're going to take things like magnesium aspartate. You can take some B6. You can do things like that. That can help and drop it down quite nicely. Again, you need somebody who knows what they're doing to guide you through that. You can obviously do it yourself, but you have to be very careful. Shirley, I hope that helps you a little bit. It's a juggernaut. It's something that you have to really get your doctor to go into agreement with you that they're willing to have a conversation, and then begin to say, okay, let's really look at this. The problem in my experience, as I lecture all over the country, and is that so many docs, they're well-meaning, they're good guys, but they don't have all the information. They're given standard of care, and standard of care is often what the drug companies decide it is and say, give this for this, give this for that. If it goes up, instead of trying to find out what lifestyle can do to change things, a little exercise, changing dietary patterns, adding some magnesium, things of those natures, and B complex, and most of our, you know, our older folks are deficient in many things. So we're going to cover a little bit more of this, but I'd be very cautious, but get the data first and we're happy to help you. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you have in mind. We're kind of going through the process of touching on things that are very of interest, if you will, particularly when we're talking about human age reversal. And, you know, I said early on, are we already there? Are there things can be done? Well, the short answer is yes. There's a lot of things that are occurring. Something called genetic editing, where we can begin to reverse and make stronger. The problem is that sometimes there's a triggering mechanism for other things that occur. I'm going to get to that also in chronic pain patterns in the second half of the program. But right now we have somebody who's been waiting patiently. Steve, how can I help you, sir?
Yes, thanks very much for taking my call. My wife has been diagnosed with psoriasis, And, you know, I've been doing some reading on it, and it's, you know, it's not a, I mean, it's a bad thing to have. And I wanted to ask you what you see as the primary causes and the best way of treating psoriasis.
So there's a lot of causes. There's several different types of triggers. It depends on the type of psoriatic pattern and how deeply it's gone. Obviously, you can get plaquing psoriasis. You can have psoriasis that affects the spine. You can have this miliaria type of psoriasis. But anyway, the psoriasis occurs when the body's immune system is triggered to produce an overproduction, if you will, something called cytokines. And if you do the research, you're going to hear things like interleukin-1, interleukin-6, TNF-alpha. These are all different immunological responses in the body. So when you look at the platelet activity in response to this and nitric oxide activity, you begin to see there's a dampening and acceleration depending on what the situation is. I know that I'm being general, but I don't have time to get into it all. So when you see an excess cytokine spike in the body, you can almost begin to predict that there's going to be some type of psoriatic presentation. And, you know, what happens is your inflammatory levels get really, really high, and then the plaquing is a result of the body's trying to modulate itself and put things out. Now, so, you know, you can look at eczema patterns and so forth. They're all similar in their presentation. So what you have to do is you have to affect liver function and intestinal tract function and to be able to handle that. But you got to put out the fire. You got to put out the inflammatory pathway. Omega fatty acids at very, very high levels are often very, very useful for some people. There's a set of herbs that will help modulate the autoimmune system, and it's not something that I would just go out and say, take this and give it a try. You know, rheumatoid patients have a greater tendency towards that, and we know that rheumatoid starts in many cases in the intestinal system. So there are similarities between these types of conditions, but they all go back to the gut and they all go back to liver function. So you would have to, you know, you have to deal with those two different organ systems, and you have to interrupt the release of the cycle that triggers inflammation to be able to dumb this down. And if you don't do that, all you're doing is you're using immunological biologicals in the medical world to suppress this stuff. So when you get a psoriatic problem, the long-term situation can be unfortunate, because it can fuse the spine. It could obviously the obvious looking at the skin is not useful. But if you do it the right way and you modulate the autoimmune pattern, and then you go into T cells modulation. T cells are produced in the thymus gland, and this is part of your inhibitory and control cycle for cytokines. And so you have to look at that piece as well. So you basically, you start with the gut and the liver, and then you go with the modulation of the inflammatory pathways through these T cells. And actually you're going to look on, you're going to see, you're going to be, thymus one, thymus two modulators. And what you see then is a dropping down of things like this interleukin one, interleukin two, the DNF alpha and so forth. They begin to slow down. And when they do that, you know, and these nitric oxide patterns begin to come under control, you begin to see a lessening, a modulation. You know, we've treated many patients with this type of condition, and fortunately, our success rate has been pretty good. But you got to make sure that the system's turned on. When we approach a condition, we're using it from, we're going to be using nutrition. We're going to be resetting the nervous system. We're going to be using acupuncture to try to make sure the body's balanced. And subsequently, we get a nice response in many conditions, but you have to put together all of the pieces, and each individual person is different. You know, whether you've got the plaquing type of psoriasis, or you've got the scaling portion that, or you got these little bumps that show up all over this, over the system. And then there's a thought process that there's some mold and fungus that's associated with it as well. So, it can be helped a lot. It can be modulated dramatically. but you have to really look at what it is that you're doing. Steve, I hope that's somewhat useful. You know how to find me. Give me a call, and if I can add more information to that, I'm more than happy to do so. We're coming up to that part of the program where we have to take a break, and we're going to come back with some really interesting information. Give me a call, 888-630-9625. It's a fun day today, and I have a lot of information for you. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I am in studio, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Touched on a couple interesting subjects already today, and love to talk to you more about what's going on. Our last caller talked a little bit about psoriasis, and as I said, it's a multidimensional problematic situation, and it's one that affects immunological function. You know, there are things you can do locally with it, and which I didn't mention. You can use tea tree oil in combination. It'll help modulate it down. You know, a good source of omega fatty acids, Oregon grape has been known to help a little bit, and then eating a diet that is very low inflammatory, which is the old typical Mediterranean, but you want to make sure that it's organic. So there's lots of things. You can even do a little bit with aloe vera, and that can help. But, you know, the bottom line is those are still natural ways of modulating the symptom. They're not putting out the fire. They're not going after what caused it to begin with. As I said, you have to deal with the gut and the liver, and you also have to deal with the thymus to modulate those immunological reactions within the body. 888-630-9625. Let's talk. I'm going to get into a couple of things. I started out the program talking a little bit about anti-aging, and I said, you know, is the research there where can we begin to reverse things already? And some people will tell you, absolutely, it's there. There's something called genetic editing. And genetic editing came out probably about 10 years ago. There's a little moniker called CRISPR, which has, you know, a whole bunch of letters that mean specific things when it comes to reorganizing the genetic expression of things. I touched the fact that even Jeff Bezos is, you know, multi-billion dollar guy, maybe not so much billion dollar now after he went through divorce. You know, he donated about $116 million to develop anti-aging therapies. So what's the deal here? Why is everybody so excited? Well, obviously people want to live longer, and they, you know, they want to live well and without harm and debilitation, deterioration. And, you know, there was a Harvard guy, this Dr. Church, and he's a professor, and he says that he can cure aging, but he was philosophically wondering if it's a good idea. You know, can we reverse the aging process to a place where it doesn't make sense? You know, Church predicts that he has this ability to gene edit. I just talked about that a little bit with his CRISPR technology, that would enable him to reverse, you know, the aging process. Take somebody who's really old and send them back to youthfulness. I mean, it's like, wow, right? This is like crazy. And he said, you know, slow, repetitive, over 3 to 5 years can make this happen. And maybe it's just about money. I don't know. He raised $100 million, you know, from outside investors to make this happen. And so when you start looking through and you're looking at DNA molecule editings, you know, DNA is really what makes you and I who we are. And, you know, when we see that there are broken pieces within the DNA strand, these are things that can accelerate the aging process. These are things that can begin to break us down. But scientists are saying they can fix it. They can reverse this stuff. And if that's true, it's like, wow, you know, are we really into that place now where we can stop Father Time and we can stop him from moving us forward, that inevitable situation? You can't, you know, how many patients that come in to see me on a week to week, day to day basis that say simply, you know, what do I expect from my age? These things happen to me, right? It's important that you understand that there has been and will continue to be outside genetic manipulation, forces of nature that we now lovingly call epigenetics that can cause your body to optimize itself, to increase the length of what's called the telomere, which actually tells you what your lifespan is going to be. And that if you do the things that you need to do structurally, chemically, emotionally, you can live a beautiful arc where you jump into this world like a beautiful torch, you live long, and then you snuff out very quickly. That's how it's supposed to be. So if we add 120, 30, 140, 150, we get to 200 years that we're on this planet, we still want to have that capacity to live strongly. And there's where the crux of the story lies. Even if we can do that, if we re-expose our genes, re-expose our bodies to the slings and areas of stupidity, meaning that we don't pay attention to the things that we should be paying attention to, now we just have a longer time to suffer, maybe, right? I don't know. Well, at the end of the day is that we'd have to reverse it. You know, my son, we had this conversation at the dinner table one night, and my son has, you know, three gorgeous daughters, and, you know, he asked me, he said, "Dad, if you could reverse everything, and you could take one, you know, injection that would allow you to go back, you know, 20, 30 years and then live another 70, 80 years, you know, would you do it?" And I thought about it for a second, and I said, "Maybe." And I said, the maybe was because I want everybody else around me who I love to have the same opportunity. And he said, "Well, if you decided to do it, what would you do?" I said, "The first thing I do is I go back to school. I feel stupid as it is. My granddaughters know more about technology than I do." You know, and so you'd have to really come up. And that's, there's so many different pieces to this puzzle. But at the end of the day, epigenetic applications are the things that we all need to embrace so we can protect ourselves moving forward. James, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for holding and being patient.
Yes. How you doing?
Good.
My question is, my creatinine is showing that my muscle levels are very, very high when he come back with the blood work. And he took me off of my Crestor thinking that it might be because the Crestor was causing it to go up like that. It was 900 first with an alert thing on the paperwork.
Yeah.
And then it went up to 1500 the last time I took it. And I don't know what the problem is. I don't know what's going on.
Well, creatinine levels are tied to kidney function for the most part. And so you can have chronic kidney disease. There can be guys who do too much exercise, break down muscle tissue and kidney function. That will cause any kind of dehydration. If you're not getting enough water and flushing things out, that can cause a problem. If you're eating way too much protein in your diet, that can cause a problem. If you have something else going on inside you where it's eating up your muscles, that also can be a problem. So what you have to do is you got to find out what the trigger is. And just to say that a medication is causing it, could it happen? Yeah, but it's going to have to really cause some effect on, you know, one of the systems. So you have to look at the patient in total, but you're going to first look at signs of any kind of kidney problem. One of the things that will show up if you suspect it is you're going to look at alterations in something called GFR, glomerular filtration rate. That's the amount of fluid that flows through the end pieces of the kidney. And if that's slowing down and the creatinine is going up, you're a patient, not necessarily you, could be going into kidney failure. So you're going to take a look at those pieces. You can also do another test. It's real simple. Have your doctor do your blood pressure in three positions. Have them take it sitting, then have you lie down and take it again, and then have you stand up and take it again. When you lie down, your blood pressure should drop just a little bit. So now I'm making numbers up. Let's say that your blood pressure sitting is 124 over 70, 72. If you lie down, your blood pressure should go down to about 120, 118. That's normal. It should do that. If your blood pressure goes up when you lie down, that's another suggestion that there might be a kidney problem. So you start to put these things together. You look at all the information, the different types of medications, their interactions, lifestyle, how much coffee and things that are being consumed. You know, is the water level in the body adequate and so forth. So, you have to dig. You have to find out exactly where all this silliness is coming from and, you know, go from that point on. I hope that gives you a little bit more information, James.
Yeah, you took me off of Crestor and my cholesterol went crazy. And my blood pressure be high. My blood pressure be high. And then he got me on another medicine to take it in the midday. So that makes me kind of dizzy.
No, he's just throwing stuff at you. You need to find somebody that can really work you through the process and find out what's going on with you. Just to, you know, cholesterol by itself, as I said to one of our earlier callers, really means nothing. You have to find out what the different pieces of that cholesterol, you know, is. And if you lower it too much, then brain function's not going to work the way it's supposed to, and hormone function's not going to work the way it's supposed to. So you have a lot of different pieces that you have to consider. So I would start by finding a doctor that can actually do all the testing that's necessary, find out what's driving this creatinine, and, you know, where it's coming from, and then take appropriate actions. James, I hope that's useful. You can always send us a note, and one of my guys will lead you a little bit, you know, at the Rozelle Center. So all you got to do is call us at 703-698-7117. 888-630-9625. Talking a little bit about the ability to reverse aging. And what I want you to really get out of all this is that, yeah, there's things that are coming on the marketplace. We're actually cloning and we're doing genetic editing. And so we can duplicate ourselves and preserve our intellectual bank. I mean, the world that's coming up, you know, without drawing a right or wrong on this whole thing is an interesting and fascinating place. You know, so if we can reverse age, one, do we want to, or do we just want to support the way the body was meant to be through epigenetic patterns and allow our natural cycle to continue? So, you know, when you look at your exposures, when you look at the foods that we eat that are polluted, particularly in this country, we have so many things that are being put into our food sources, from antibiotics and steroids and growth hormones, and we're genetically editing the animals, which means that ultimately we genetically edit ourselves, and we end up with things in today's world that are, wonder where they came from. So we need to learn how to meditate and pray. We need to learn how to be quiet. We need to learn how to enjoy the moment. We need to be able to eat well and balanced and keep those levels. You know, I read an article said, you know, if you want to live well and healthy, eat half, you know, laugh twice as much, and, you know, be able to give abundantly above and beyond. And it calms that system down. You know, age reversal effects can be significant under the right situations. We see these telomeres, these little tails on the genetic map, begin to resolve themselves, meaning that they get longer and they stop breaking down. What an amazing thing that actually can be documented, and that's without doing anything interventionally, if you will. So, you know, but they've done all kinds of silly things. You know, they've taken the blood of a young animal and they've infused it into an older animal, and they see, you know, stem cell applications where we begin to see new tissue generated. And when it comes to pain patterns, it comes to restoration of, you know, things that have been really damaged and broken, providing that the person changes what they need to change, providing that they change the things that caused it to begin with. Otherwise, you're wasting your money. If you think there's a shot out there or that there's a stem cell, and by the way, we offer the Rozelle Center for Healing as a subsidiary called Ageless Health Regenerative Medicine Group that we do stem cell therapies with. And at the end of the day, but if you it works and for many different things, but if you don't change your life habits, if you don't change what caused it, if you don't balance the system out, you're basically wasting your money. And in today's world, unfortunately, it's not an inexpensive process. You know, but if we want to reverse things, we want to improve cognition, we want to decrease inflammation, we want new brain cells. You know, years ago, we used to think that brain cells, once they were gone, they were gone. Today, we know that you can restore them just like anything else. And you've heard me on the radio talk about the lymphatic system. It's called the glymphatic system when it comes to the brain. Well, all of that stuff can be supported, can be modulated. Why don't we do it? Well, because we're lazy and we're an expedient society. We want to go out and just grab stuff and make a difference. George, how can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, doctor?
Good, sir. What's going on?
Long time, no talk.
I know. Where you been hiding, man?
Well, you know, last time I talked, we had a hip problem. Unfortunately, I had to have another one put in because I was crawling to work. That being said, I never knew I had a problem with my blood pressure until I'm laying on the table, I guess a triage table, before I went in, and they said, did you know that your blood pressure's high? I said, no, not really. It was 170 over, I think, 110. And naturally, you have the white coat syndrome that they say and all that kind of stuff, but it really bothered me after that. You know, listening to what you say, we should live until we die. I want to be the biggest hide in the forest until an elephant kills me. But, you know, what I didn't want to do is have a stroke and be laying on a bed with a diaper on.
So yep.
I went to see a doctor, and they said, yeah, well, the first one, the female I saw was a DO. Not a very good conversation at all, because I'm more of a naturalist kind of guy, and she just wasn't going there.
George, I got two minutes, so go ahead.
So I think she looked at me once, and she typed the rest of the time. She's working on something called Lipitor. And, you know, I'm not a big medication guy. I'm a big guy. I'm a naturalist. I take very good care of myself, diet-wise and workout-wise. It was the worst. I had headaches every day. I felt like I was in a fog.
Well, it's knocking down your water level in your body. You're going to be dehydrating and throw potassium out, and there's a lot of other side effects of that particular drug. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Don, I drink about a gallon and a half to 2 gallons of water a day. So, you know, that being said, it took me a month and a half to see a doctor that I saw ten years ago, because I just don't see doctors because I'm a healthy guy. Explained to him what the problem was. He put me on something called amlodipine or something of that nature. And it's only a 5 milligram, but it's the same thing. I feel like I'm a space cadet, and I could sleep forever. And I just, you know, when they told me what my blood pressure was, I investigated it. I took all the natural supplements that could lower it, and I lowered it 12 points on both the high end and low end by myself. And you know, I'm taking this medication. I'm like, I can't live like this.
I've got 30 seconds coming up, so let me give you a couple pointers very quickly, and then you know how to find me. We can talk. Bottom line is this, is that, you know, if you're drinking a gallon and a half to 2 gallons of water a day, that's way too much, and you could be causing yourself some hydrostatic pressure. That's not okay. You can be depleting your body with a lot of mineralization, particularly magnesium, even though that you may be getting some, you're knocking it out. So all those things in addition, you got to look at what your body weight is. You got to look, the type of activity that you're getting, and look at it as a group. Anything that may be causing an inflammatory reaction could be a problem. George, give me a call. We're coming up to a break. Got to go.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I've been in studio, you know, same old time, same place, right? Sundays at high noon. Well, you know what? I got to give you a heads up, because starting on Saturday, the 6th of September, we will be Saturdays instead of Sundays, and we will be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from 4 to 5. Why? Because the Redskins are in season, and we will be there for 17 Saturdays in a row. We'll give you more and more information. You can go to my Facebook page and just or the office Facebook page at Rozell Care or Rozell Center for Healing, and you'll find that, or just Dr. Tom Rozell. It'll be on all those places, and you can find it very easily, but it'll be Saturdays for 17 weeks from 4 to 5 o'clock. And you can always find our programs on Rozell Radio, or you can go onto our website at rozellcare.com. They're there, and you can listen to them as often as you'd like to. You can tell your friends about them. You can tell them that, you know, make sure you don't miss this. These programs are for you. We try to give you as much data and information as we possibly can. You know, our last caller, we're talking a little bit about blood pressure. And here's a situation with blood pressure. You have to look at the hydrostatic pressure within the body. You have to look at the amount of fluid. You have to look at the amount of fat that's in the system. You have to look at arterial balances. Are the arteries flowing easily, or are they not? And if they're not, why not? You know, that's usually a mineralization problem. You know, is there damage to the kidney? As we talked in with one of our callers today, the kidney itself, the outside little tubes of the kidney, are they opening up as they should? Those are controlled by acupuncture circuits. They're controlled by the nerves from the middle of the lower portion of the back. They're controlled by the vagus nerve from the brain. If any of those signaling elements are not working properly, then the kidney's not going to work properly, and positionally, blood pressure go up. He said, you know, he's there on the table. They're taking his blood pressure. It's up, and not a good thing. That could simply be because the kidney's not flowing the way it's supposed to. So there's all of those little pieces that you have to take into consideration. Blood pressure should be normalized unless there's a reason for it not being that way. There's, you know, we talked a little bit about epigenetic factors today, and that simply means that you have control of your environment for the most part. If you learn how to resolve your stress, relax, modulate, you know, how you react to things, You know, or do you push the same button and the same reactive pattern comes up over and over and over again? Do you, you know, if you look at where you are today, do you still think and react the same way as you did 20 years ago? If the answer is yes, then you probably haven't grown much and your body's suffering the consequences of that. We all have to move forward and find other ways of doing things. Or perhaps some of us have even gotten worse over time. So if that's the case, we've got to really take stock. You know, what's our dietary patterns like? Do we eat well, and do we eat well every day? You know, do we make sure that we're getting vegetables that are fresh and organic and not GMO modified? Do we make sure that our meats are clean? You know, last night we had my family over the house and we had grass-fed, free-range organic steaks. And I don't eat a lot of red meat, but occasionally, and then we had vegetables and that's all that was on the table. And, you know, we don't put the starches. We don't put those things that are there. Do you? So when you look at the biochemical pieces, the exposures, electromagnetic fields, all the things that we run into today. And the third is injury patterns. What is the structural components of the body doing? You know, sometimes a good thing is too much. So are you working out, but working out too much, too hard, or in many ways the wrong way? And all these things have an impact on the body. So you must take a look at everything around you when you're trying to solve a problem. Because if you don't, you're going to try to put out the symptom. You're going to try to compartmentalize. You're going to try to, you know, just look at what I can do to dampen that blood pressure or dampen that cholesterol or dampen that psoriatic pattern. You have to understand really what is driving it, where the problems are coming from. You know, this program is fun. It's fun for me. Why? Because I continue to give you data that makes you think a little bit. And, you know, there's an axiom that I've tried to get. Don't believe anybody, including me. If I've provoked you enough for you to do your homework, then I've done my job. I've done what I'm supposed to do. You need to do your research. You need to get it right. You need to have the armamentarium so you feel comfortable with what's being told to you. We're coming to that place where I got to say, I'll see you later. I love you all. Bye.